This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
It's a bit of a time, really, to reflect on some of the things that we got up to during this time. We made a bit of Spoonville. We reached out to neighbours, potentially. Some of our youngsters started their very own neighbourhood newsletters. And one family, a father and daughter team, took this time at home and turned it into something incredible, making and delivering hundreds of meals to people in need from their own home kitchen. They launched their own daddy-daughter cooking show on YouTube called Dee Dee's Kitchen. And joining us is the duo. The dad part of this combo is Damon Srivastav and Dia Srivastav. Good afternoon to the two of you.
Thank you.
Dia, you tell me, when did it occur to you that making a cooking show with your dad might be a great idea?
So we actually decided to do our own cooking show because basically everyone was getting bored during this lockdown. So we decided to make people not bored and make them busy at home. So then we decided to do our own cooking shows and then show all the people who's watching our videos on YouTube how to cook some food and show some dishes to them.
Oh, if it's okay for me to say, you're 8 years old and you are cooking like an absolute champion with your dad in the kitchen. Do you remember the first time that you decided that you loved cooking as much as your dad does?
Yeah, I do remember that. When I wanted to do cooking, is basically my dad. I was always doing cooking. I always was doing my
home learning,
and my dad was always cooking for the homeless people and international students. Because usually we give 500 meals a week to the international students and the homeless people. So that's how I just really liked cooking because my dad teaches me a lot of dishes and cooking tips.
Damon, it's really incredible that now what you are doing from your home is you've been taking hundreds of meals to international students, which is a huge area of need, but also people that are in great need of food right now. Have you seen that need has really increased over the last couple of months?
That's correct, yes. This pandemic, since March, we started cooking for about 150 to 200 meals. And then when we went out and looked at the demand and saw the students, and they're really struggling, they don't have jobs, they lost their part-time jobs, there's the struggling to pay their rent. So we said, okay, only thing we can do in our capacity, we can feed them and then just keep growing. And it's just reached to from our small kitchen, we're doing 450 to 500 people. We manage, we're enjoying it, we feel good, and we passing the message to the community that if we 2.5 people can do it, everybody can do their bit for the community. So just passing a message to everyone. It is possible.
It's so true, isn't it? DeeDee'sKitchen.org is where you can see some of the videos and some of the things that you're doing. You can volunteer, you can participate through contributing some money as well. Damon, I'm really interested in your story. I had a little bit of a read about your pathway. Cooking was going to be something, though, that you were very discouraged. Your family said to you, no, you should be going to be an engineer or a doctor or something.
That's correct. Yeah, that was, you know, all the families, especially back home, things. But cooking is a thing. It's the basic needs, basic human needs. And you can see, I traveled the world. I was during the war. I saw all the fireworks in Baghdad where I was there, and I worked and helped people over the overseas wearing the gas mask. When I came to Australia in 1995, I used to do every week, once a week, cook the food, go under the bridge in city and feed the homeless. I really hit me during that war when everyone left. Only people who were there, the journalists were shooting, and they staying in the same hotel I was there. And I saw them as going and filming and shooting outside, coming back crying back to hotel, refusing to eat the things they have seen. And I was going there and just saying then, because I was in the kitchen and, convincing them to eat a bit of meal. So it was really traumatic to see. And then there was a time that they had to eat from the bins. I used to take food from the hotel and take it to underground shelters where all the family were hiding. And the Mother Teresa came. I helped Mother Teresa as well to open the church because a lot of churches were bombed during the Gulf War. So I think I had a bit of rough from Mother Teresa and all those things I saw. And just we are in the country and we are able to help our most vulnerable community, which is the Aboriginal communities. And they welcomed us so well. And Dia was so happy for that one. So this is our next adventure now to helping our community.
It's wonderful to hear you speak like that, Damon. Thank you. Dia, what a great opportunity for us to meet you this afternoon. Congratulations on the work that you're doing with your dad.
Thank you, Jacinta.